Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Die mededingingskommissie het 8 van die grootste internasionale skeepsrederye na die mededingingstribunaal verwys vir beweerde prysvaststelling. Nou, dit is daar die groot maatskappye wat vrag per see vervoer. Die kommissie beweer dat die maatskappye hierdie afgelope dekade as 'n kartel opgetree en die tariewe en jaarlikse verhogings vir die vervoer van vrag tussen Suid-Afrika en die Ooste en ook tussen Suid-Afrika en Wes-Afrika onderling vasgestel. Dit sluit maatskappye soos Maersk, MSC, Evergreen, Kyline en MOL in. Makhali Mashlala is die hoof van die kartelafdeling by die mededingingskommissie. Makhali, thank you so much for your time. I didn't even know there was a specific division within the Competition Commission looking at cartels, but let's leave it there. Why do you believe these shipping companies operated like a cartel?
We have evidence that they operated as a cartel. That's why we've referred the matter to the competent tribunal for prosecution. So what they fixed is what they call a general rate increase, which is an increase they apply annually between June and December on the cargo that they transport. So they agree on the percentage of the increase and the timing of the increase. So we rated these firms in 2016, Maersk, Hamburg, and MSC, CMA, PIL, and we seized evidence, hard copies and electronic copies, which when we assess them, we established that they are engaging in a cartel behavior in that they are fixing the price increases they are applying to the cargo annually.
Did you say 2016? That's nearly 10 years ago.
Yes, it's just slightly below 10 years. It's quite complex investigation. It required a lot of resources. There were a lot of data to go through, but we finally managed to finish the investigation.
Yeah, that's a long time. There are new people there. Do they still use this cartel-like behavior to set tariffs and increases? Is it still prevalent today?
Well, our evidence indicates that they started in 2008 and they may have stopped in 2018. It's possible that they continued beyond 2018, but so far, that's what we have been able to establish through evidence.
What would the impact on South Africa be? Did you do a calculation to quantify the potential, you know, higher tariffs the importers had to pay to these shipping companies?
At this stage, we have not been able to calculate the impact. But as you may know, cartels in their very nature are designed to inflate prices. So there is an impact that the exporters and importers of goods that use this shipping liner to transport their goods have paid over pricing because of the cartel. The quantification will be part of the process that we'll embark on when we are in the prosecution itself.
Have the shipping companies responded to these allegations at all?
Not yet. They have 20 days to file their answers to the complaint, but they are aware that we have been investigating them. So they know they've been under investigation. They just didn't know what we have against them. So now we've given them, they have the opportunity to respond.
But Mahala, I just want to come back. 10 years is a long time for an investigation because an industry like the shipping industry can change actually, you know, quite quickly. Is it still relevant after 10 years, especially if you believe that they may have stopped this practice after 2018, which is 7 years ago?
Firstly, I didn't say I believe they stopped. I said the evidence where it ends, it suggests they may have continued. Remember, we're working on the evidence that we have seized in a raid and any other additional evidence we get. Of course, 10 years is a long time, but if you understand how complex this investigation can be, you would understand that sometimes it can take up to that.
I can understand the complexity. How big is your team? How many people worked on this?
It's not big. We have so many other cases. Here we had about 3 people. Sometimes it's 4, sometimes 5, sometimes some they resign. So it's combination of things, but the team is not that huge.
Makhale, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit is Makhale Mashlala. Hy is die hoof van die kartelafdeling by die mededingingskommissie. Johan, ek is soms, vind ek het ironies dat daar net een mededingingskommissie is, en ek dink is baie duidelik as ons dalk twee mededingingskommissies het, sal hulle meedinge in hierdie type van sake vinniger ondersoek, want 10 jaar is eintlik, dis eintlik 'n grap.
Dit is, ek sal graag wil sien wat die kans is dat hierdie ondersoek afhandel sal word na uitkomst, goeie uitkomst gaan wees uit wat ons al hier ook gevind het.
Ja, dit is amper soos ook die randmanipulatiesaak wat nou al van 2013 afkom as ek reg onthou. Dit is, ja, dit kan nie so werk nie. As jy wil optreed en mense wat onmededingend is, doen het vinnig en doen het doeltreffend.
Ja, want die vraag is wat, hoeveel skade is dan nog aangerig in termen van hierdie type van praktijk in die laaste 10 jaar?
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 namiddag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.